very poor. Poverty was very, very bad. Yeah. But the kids never felt it. Very important. Kids never felt it. I know a family where they didn't have any money, they cut down electricity many times and stuff. It's many years ago. But the kids never knew about it. But how come? Because when they cut down the electricity, the mother put them in bed early. So they didn't know there's no light. In the daytime there's daylight. In the night, they go to sleep early. She put them all to sleep early. They never knew that. The kids couldn't feel any lacking.
Yeah, Rebbe Tzvi Frank, he said, since he himself tasted the what poverty is, what's hunger, because he was in the by the Jordanians over there, he had stomach problems all life because of the lack of food that he had over there. Right? Could be he won't eat, he didn't have food for days, but his kids never felt anything. Every night, before he went out to Chatzot, to the field, he used to prepare for each kid his food to go to school. The food, each kid is back to go to school. Right? To make a sandwich for the kid with something in it. Every night he finds found the food to bread somehow. The kids shouldn't feel it. Right? You can find Rav Shmuel and he didn't have anything to eat. The big Ovid Hashem, Rav Shmuel, standing in the kitchen, smearing stuff on bread, making for each kid a sandwich. Yeah. Simple like that. It was a very difficult time then. And one time it was Erev Shabbos, a few times it happened. It was in the beginning of his marriage. Later he had more money. He was to give him a pidyonot. To make a pidyon. And so he was when he lived in the old city still, before the 1948. He was sitting and learning in Beis Medrash on Friday. His wife came over to him and whispered in his ear, Shmuel, there's nothing in the house. We're going to starve with Shabbos. And she had terrible pain in her eyes. And Shmuel was like, these pockets were empty. He didn't know what to do. And she told him, he whispered to her, Shemi Bach will help. This is what happened. This conversation, someone in the Beis Medrash heard it. Who heard it? Saba Yisrael. Everyone knows Saba Yisrael. Anna, big tzaddik. He also knew what. Even one of his sons died of hunger. He didn't have food for him. A year old. Yeah. In Tveria. One of his children. So, even though he didn't have anything. But he understood the situation and he used to give them every once in a while something to buy his stuff for Shabbos. And the Rebbe said, Shapira, Freda Shapira, she always used to praise him for that. Once of Yaakov Shlomo Deitch, he was once by Rav Shmuel's house and he asked Rav Shmuel, you have one kazayis of bread for me? He said, believe me, I don't even have one kazayis of bread in my house. We can't even imagine what this is. You guys definitely can't imagine because you grew up in America. A lot of chefs in America even 50 years ago. The Jews who kept Shabbos were more difficult than them 60 years ago, 70 years ago, even more. My Bobby told me that the father, he used to go with a horse and a wagon to sell potatoes in the market. So it was 7 years ago. Yeah. If you remember,
my father told me he was 7 years old in the 1920s. He was only 10 years old. He didn't have to work. There were like six or seven other kids in the house. And he goes, what do you do?
They kept Shabbos then, right?
He shined shoes.
Yeah. They kept Shabbos.
Yeah, I think so. He shined shoes. Lots of shoes.
Where is
and
it?
Grandmother went from
Jordan. Canada?
Even in the state, eventually, in Chicago. depression.
The depression was in the 30s.
Whatever they had, they were going to go to the door to sell whatever they had. They had food.
Those Jews that went to America, they had to work 6 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Or else they, you know, if you didn't come in Saturday, you didn't come in Monday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
and they meant it.
Suddenly be looking for work again. You fired on Friday, and you look for work on Sunday again.
The story. People, they were keeping Shabbos and Seudos Nefesh, like you're saying, and their children went off there completely. And other people that were keeping Shabbos and Seudos Nefesh, and the kids stayed on the way. So they asked the Moshe Feinstein Zatzar, why is that? The fathers that the kids went off came and asked, why? We worked so hard to keep the Shabbos, didn't work on Shabbos, everything. And our kids went off, and look at them, the other people, we have friends, that the kids said, yeah, because when you were fired on Sunday, they were crying. What?
They were fired on Friday.
No, Friday they weren't fired.
Friday they were.
Saturday, and Monday they gave their word. They said, why'd you come? Leave. Yeah, so you came home, it's so hard to be a Jew, this Shabbos thing, you were all complaining. So the kid understood, it's not good, keep Shabbos, so they didn't keep Shabbos. The other guy, oh Hashem, we're Jews! Well, so welcome to fire, we keep Shabbos 100%, that's why the kids stayed.
Plus you also had the communists that would wash people's mouth out for saying a bracha in New York. You had the reformers that would say, oh, you don't need to keep Shabbos, you know, come with us, marry a goya.
Once, every Erev Shabbos, at the time that he used to go for the Shimon HaTzadik over here, and he used to pray a long time, as if he's the worst Baal HaVeir, he's the biggest Russia in the world. Hashem, help me with this Yetzer Hara, what's going to be with me? That's how he used to cry. One week, he was davening Hamash for a long time. So the guy was walking, escorting him, he told him, Shmuel, play, let me go with Shabbos. He said, yeah, but this week I don't even have challahs for Shabbos, I have to daven longer also for challahs. I don't even have challah now. Today we say, someone who's poor, he can't afford buying chicken for Shabbos. Doesn't mean he doesn't have carrots and potatoes and rice. That, yeah, just chicken he doesn't have. I say he's rich. Shmuel didn't even have a challah. Didn't have. Today you buy 3 challahs for 10 shekels, right? 4 challahs for 10 shekels. That's weird. One other thing. One day he sent his tefillin to Rabbi Shua Ben Rubinstein. Everyone knows who that is, I hope. To fix. When he finished, he came, Bishwabel told him a lower price than usual, because he knew he's very poor. So Shmuel said, no, I want to give you the right price. He said, no, that's the price. No, you stop saying. Anyways, after Bishwabel, finally convinced him that that's the normal price, that's what the people take, and give me that price. So Shmuel asked, I don't understand. He said, yeah, okay, could be that's normal price. But since he knew it's from me and we're good friends, so he probably worked more than normal. I want to pay him more. So he found a way to pay him the right amount. Yishal koach, tisku le mitzvah, Hashem will give you a lot of shefa.